going on, guys?
Yeah, I think for us, whether it's any player, Benny, or any of our free agents, you know, contracts are a personal thing. We try to keep that between us and the player. But has been a great player since he walked in the door for us. A huge contributor to our football team. Great character. Works hard. So you're trying to keep as many of his good players as you can. Anyone that you're trying to work in is going to affect someone else. I mean, it's just the nature of this game. You only have so many resources, whether it's draft picks or money. So you're just trying to figure out how the best way to build your team. But you're able to do whatever you want. It's just the ramifications of what that means. You know, that's all the things that we're going through right now. You're here in Indy. You get a chance to talk to all the other teams about potential trades. It's almost like the winter meetings of football. So it gives us an opportunity to see the if there's something that makes sense for our team and then go from there. Yeah, I think you're trying to accumulate a lot of information, and the problem with that is you really can't do that until the tampering period opens. So you get all the information you can by meeting with the teams, and then when that opens and you try to figure out the market, you try to weigh what makes the most sense. Yes, we anticipate even with 12 and a half of room, that gives us the flexibility to do that. And you know, from our perspective, we're trying to build this thing around a young quarterback and get some continuity, and that's our priority. We talk about Nelson. He's got the physical skill set. He's a good route runner. He's got quickness. He's got speed. You know, you just hope that it was just one of those years where it just kind of snowballs and he comes back in, and there's a lot of examples of guys who've played 2 years and then all of a sudden at that receiver position ended up becoming a really good player. So you know he's going to work hard. Haven't spoken to him since the day after the season. Obviously we can't, but you don't have any doubt that Nelson's going to do whatever he can to put himself in a position to contribute to our football team. Well, it's always about the team first and foremost, but for us, we're trying to build a complementary roster around the people we have, and certainly that fits with our quarterback and what he's good at, our coaching staff and what they're looking for. Every offseason is important. At the same time, we want to make good decisions. We want to minimize our risks and go forward and have something to build upon. Well, I think the first thing is it's not to minimize 10-6. I mean, we were 7-9. We'd much rather have been 10-6. But when you look back at the teams that are in the Super Bowl, and it was the same way this year, they're 1-2 seeds. They get a chance to have home field advantage. And I think 75%, maybe 80 of all the teams in the last 20 years, maybe, is that right, Zach, have been 1 or 2 seeds. So for us, being able to play home playoff games in Philly is something that we aspire to. At the same time, ideally, you're signing 26, 27-year-olds in free agency. And we felt good about getting guys like Brandon and Rodney in free agency last year. But the opportunity has to present itself. Well, Jason Kelce was a second-team Pro Bowler, has been a huge contributor to our football team. I don't want to get into specifics of any player individually because that will open the door to every other player. But certainly appreciate the tremendous value that he's had and had for our young quarterback this season. Yeah, there's no deadline on the decision-making. We don't have a drop-dead date. So for us, again, it goes back to information gathering, getting as much as possible, seeing the potential options for us. We don't want to do something short-sighted and lose an opportunity. And it's easy to talk about all the players that you want to get rid of, but do you have a plan to replace them? March 9th isn't the deadline. I mean, the offseason really goes until we play our first game. So from our perspective, it's the offseason doesn't begin and end with free agency. It's certainly a part of it, but we got a long time till we play a game. Well, I think the benefit of Isaac is that he's got the versatility to play both those spots. He can play guard and center, and you talk about a kid who goes in on the road in Baltimore and plays right tackle. So his versatility is a huge asset. Our coaching staff, Coach Peterson, is looking for versatile offensive linemen, and he certainly fits that description. Yeah, again, I think that's a great question for Coach. I know how excited he is to have Coach Groh on his staff and his whole offensive staff, but certainly, we're trying to do whatever we can to help all our young players and see them grow and develop them. And that's kind of a big off-season process for us, is the development of our young players. Yeah, Ryan's doing great, and we fully expect him to be ready to play, and he's under contract. And so... you know, I think it's as simple as that at this time. It all depends on the specifics of that and the timeline. It would probably have to be player specific to answer, but certainly the league rules prohibit you from cutting a player who's injured. Well, we were knee-deep in it. You know, Coach and his staff at this point in time, getting the opportunity to see him throw live again. We had seen that at the Senior Bowl. We had met with him at the Senior Bowl. We got an opportunity to meet him here, see him throw here. And then we went on this, you know, quarterback tour. That was actually a really fun event to go with our coaching staff and Tom Donahoe. And Mr. Lurie and go on that trip and get a chance to put our hands on those guys, see them throw, meet with them through the day, not only talk to them about football, but talk to them about their life, go to dinner. And it was a huge part of our process. But, you know, we were obviously excited about Carson at this time, but hadn't had all the information that we eventually got. Yeah, we're excited about Bo. You know, Bo's ability to not only be powerful in the run game, but he's got the athleticism to work edges. He's got pass rush moves. So he with a even an increased opportunity, we think will be an even better player and contributed to our team. Well, we're not allowed to talk to Carson until he's back in the building, April 17th. And I think from our perspective, we sat down with Carson after the season. We talked about our team. We talked about a little bit of from his perspective and our perspective about some of the things we were looking to do. And I think that's kind of that's the end of it. That's all we can do. But certainly, as we do it here, appreciate his opinion, but we're not in a position to get it. Again, we're not going to get into any contract negotiations, but I'll just go back to what we said in January. And Jason Peters, we believe, is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's a huge player for us, has been on and off the field, and you know, has done everything right. Yeah, I think from our perspective, we're looking to add good players at a lot of positions and understand that there's a topic of conversation about what our particular needs are, but we're trying to do what's best for our team, and so it probably doesn't serve us anything to give some of those answers out.
How
Yeah, it's hard to give anyone else advice. You know, we got our own issues here that we're trying to look at and get better as a football team. But certainly it's one of the most important positions in all of sports. And when you have a guy, it changes your perspective on what you need and what your priorities are. And you can't minimize how important it is. And I think as we sit here now, Coach and I walked over, and to have a guy like that, that you have a tremendous amount of faith in, and the ability to have him as we grow as a football team and as a staff, it's exciting. And it gives us and all our fans hope of what we could potentially be.
Can you go into that a little more, just the idea of how it changes your offseason and your roster building when you have a quarterback as opposed to where you were a year ago?
Yeah, I think you know, we want to look forward as much as possible, but just going back to where we were a year ago, and it's hard to think about any bigger priority than having a quarterback on your roster. You know, at this time last year, our starting quarterback was a free agent. We were picking 13th, and we wanted to figure out a long-term answer there. We didn't want to keep coming back. But when you have that guy, then the focus is on building around them. And I think one of the compelling things for us when we made the trade, and we certainly gave up a lot to go get him, was the fact that you look around our division, you look around the quarterbacks who were picking 2004, and we're going into the 2017 draft, and those teams are still trying to surround that guy. And that's exciting, you know, when you can go and say, we may have to take it on the chin for a year or two here, certainly from a resource perspective. But if we get this right, we could build around him for a really long time. Well, again, we're trying to add good players, and you know, it's no secret when you look at that position right now, one of our starters is a free agent. The other one we cut, and so we don't want to force anything. I think when we look back at the mistakes that we've made and around the National Football League, it's when you force some things. You know, ideally, need meets surplus, and as we enter the combine, certainly it looks to be a good corner draft, but we are not going to just take a player or pick a position in the draft just because of need. And primarily it goes back to this point of having a young quarterback and being in this mode of trying to build guys around him. And what could seem like a need today and maybe a position of strength changes. And so we got to get the best players. And I think having Joe and his staff around, one of the things when we brought him here was, You're reminding us all the time, you know, let's take the best player. Let's not miss on guys that we have a third-round grade in the sixth round because we're getting to the sixth round and we haven't drafted a particular position that we need. We're not going to address any need that doesn't make sense from a long-term perspective in terms of resources. So we're going to try to minimize our risk. We're not going to go out and sign a high-priced free agent if we don't think the value's there, even if it's going to be hard to look at that depth chart for a couple months. It's just not the right thing to do for our football team and our organization. So as hard as that may be, and that's a hard thing to do, is to look at an open spot on a depth chart if there's one in a particular position. It's the right thing to do for the long term for our team. Well, the flip side to that is that leadership is an important component, and building guys who have won and have the right pedigree and can show some of our young players what it means to practice the right way and do the right thing on and off the field. So you try to weigh those sort of things. And those are all the conversations that we're having now, is what's the value to some sort of things like that, and how does it help some of our young players grow? Yeah, for sure. You know, as we sit here now and look at the free agent list, there are viable corners. Now, what's the market going to be? What's the competition going to be? Is that particular player someone that fits our scheme, someone that we feel is worth those resources? Those are the things we'll try to find out here in the next week to 10 days. I'll get you. Well, I think when you look back at where we were as a football team and as an organization, and you go back to 2010, we kind of started that process with a young quarterback, and then all of a sudden, you know, Mike comes out of nowhere, and You know, we're kind of a shoestring tackle away from maybe beating the eventual Super Bowl champions. And you go into the next year, and you got this quarterback who is a 30-plus-year-old quarterback, and guys want to come play with him, and it's like, let's surround him. And then the next year, you kind of have a similar situation. And then you go to 2013, and you kind of starting again, and then you go win 10 games, and you're going, all right, let's see how we can push it. But we've never had, certainly since Donovan, a guy that just was there and that we could build around, and we felt confident was kind of the centerpiece. And so I think you have to adjust your thinking a little bit to what you have and what you need. And certainly we're not sitting here saying we're one player away, that if we just sign this one guy, that's going to put us in a position to, you know, just get over the top. So we're going to try to build it piece by piece and be aware of the risks involved in things. And that doesn't mean we don't take some risks or have to get through the moment at certain positions, but that's our plan. You know, looking back at free agency, by definition, free agency is an overpayment. You know, you have a large amount of bidders for players. The market is different than when it's just one team negotiating with their own player. And certainly when you have this amount of cap room, and teams have done a great job of keeping their own players. So where maybe 3 or 4 years ago you look at the free agent market and there were a lot of guys out there, there aren't as many starters. There aren't as many blue-chip players as have been out there in the past because of how teams have gotten to their guys early. And then teams have done a good job in the past week of putting tags on some of their guys. So I think it's changed a little bit. But certainly when you look at free agency over the course of a period of time, by definition, guys get overpaid in free agency. I'll get both of you guys. Well, you got to learn from some of the things that you've done in the past, and not only what we've done, but what has happened in the past. And it's interesting because you see in the last couple of weeks, and certainly in the next couple of weeks, a lot of guys who've been signed in the last couple of years have been cut and been in a position where they're going back on the market. And, you know, you're just trying to find guys that fit your scheme and fit what you're trying to do from an offense, defense, and special teams perspective. And when you're bringing in a guy who had played in a different scheme and bringing him, it's all projection. And so it's hard, and that's why there's not as big of a hit rate on free agents and high-priced free agents. Do you have a particular position that you're talking about? Yeah, the interesting thing from our perspective is we don't know how they're being taught. We don't know what the play that's being run. So we're really just studying movement. And then when we get with them live, and our coaches have a chance to grill them about scheme and protections and to try to get into the intricacies of what they're learning and what they know, that helps us complete the picture. So in the fall, we don't know any of that. So you're looking at guys, and then you may get them on the board and see that, you know, they're not the right fit for the Philadelphia Eagles. So it certainly makes it challenging, but that's the reason that there's no 100% accuracy when you go into the draft and you go into free agency, because there's an unknown factor.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Yeah.